Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
John Bartimol, healthcare consultant, is with us on the WBEN Lifeline this morning talking about the Medicare open enrollment deadline, which is coming up on Sunday, just a few days away. John, thanks so much for joining us.
Thanks for asking. I appreciate it.
John, does this get more confusing every year or less?
I think I have a friend of mine who describes confusing situations as trying to navigate in open water where all you see is water. I think some people, when it comes to this point in the insurance choice portion of our lives, all they see is open water, but there really is a way to navigate through it and to figure out what is best for you.
How do you go about making the decisions in a year where it seems like all of your options are going to be more expensive? I mean, you almost might just roll over and not pay attention to it year to year, and now you really have to pay attention.
You do. And I think the first thing everyone has to do, and it's what we did, is to review the insurance that you have now. Now, in my case, we had a great insurance plan, and then they eliminated it, so we had to look for another one. But if you're happy with what you have now and you check with the plan and they're not making any substantive changes or increasing your out-of-pocket or increasing your co-pays or your premium, you might be better off staying with that plan. But if there's a glitch, if you're not happy with the coverage, there are options out there and there are ways to evaluate those options, some of them objective too.
Well, if someone has been in Medicare, but they don't do anything before Sunday, what happens? Do they just keep what they have, or do they not have anything?
You stay in your current plan. Silence is tantamount to agreeing to stay with the current plan.
Which could have changed in a big way, depending on what plan that is. Now, when you're looking at this and trying to make these decisions, the big X factor here is when you get to maybe a certain age or maybe something happens with your health, you like to think a year out and says, okay, what do I normally need? But you never know what's going to happen in the year ahead. It's like trying to predict the future as to what you're going to need.
Well, there are a couple of things that do help with that. Number one, even if you change plans, you've got a 3-month grace period till from January 1st on to change again for whatever reason. That is built into the system. And secondly, let's say something catastrophic does happen, and I'll use an example that could be true for many people. God forbid you are diagnosed with cancer and you have to go to Roswell, and for some reason Roswell is not covered by your insurance plan. You can change at that point. That's a mitigating factor. You can change to an insurance plan that does include Roswell. So, yeah, you're locked in for a year, and no one can tell if you're going to break a leg in August or get pneumonia in November. So what you have to do is go with the plan that seems to cover everything you're going to need, which, again, none of us are Nostradamus, but we do the best we can.
You know, John, what do you see going forward with these plans and the cost of health care? It just seems like it's spiraling out of control, and none of us are going to be able to afford this.
Well, the reality is we have to afford it, because if not, we'll be bankrupt, not only individually, but as a country. Someone's got to get a rein on these health care costs, and really the only entity that could do it is the government. Insurance companies, we're in a capitalistic society. They're there to make money. They're there to help, but they're also there to make money. The government, the Medicare Parts A and B, those are rudimentary coverages and probably not for everybody. And that's why we have to go through this coverage here. I think there's going to be a breaking point eventually. I was talking with a client yesterday who wants to do an entire podcast on what's wrong with healthcare. Well, I think you need more than a podcast, but it's true. Quality is paramount, but containing costs is paramount too. So how do hospitals balance those two?
Is that breaking point, John, going to come from people with Medicare who are facing higher costs, or all the people with private insurance who are facing higher costs and all these same issues that don't get talked about as much?
The answer to that is yes. I think the breaking point comes from both those. I also think the breaking point might come from an outside source, such as an Amazon or a Walmart coming in and saying, you know what, we could do this more efficiently and we could do it better. Now, Amazon has dipped its toe into this marketplace, as has Walmart. And before that, CVS and Rite Aid did the same thing with their mini clinics. They're looking at this. They're trying to figure out a way to lower healthcare costs. And if giants like Walmart and Amazon really want to go after it, they may be able to do it.
All right. Well, John, thanks so much for helping us sort through it. And hopefully everybody meets this deadline that's coming up on Sunday. John Bartimol, healthcare consultant, who is a regular contributor here on WBEN.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.